Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
Do you think your child gets nervous a lot? No one likes to see their child getting upset, but it's more challenging when you are unclear about how to react to your upset child. Is hugging them a good idea, or should you just let them cry? There's a lot of advice out there that can be very conflicting. But for now, my friends, here are a few tried and tested tips to help you help your little one when they are upset or nervous. So here are tips for comforting a nervous child. Be there for your child. Just your presence can be enough to calm your child. Hugging them or holding them on your lap is helpful. Sometimes just holding their hands can provide them the security and the comfort they need. Also, try not to get too involved. What do I mean by that? Telling your child what to do or what to say, and even when to say these things in a stressful or challenging situation, can take away from their learning. This might not help them to problem solve on their own. Your children will always need your help, but teach them how to solve their own problems first before offering a solution. You just need to trust the process. Trying to reassure your child at every step is something that comes naturally to parents, to adults. Telling your child that everything will be okay might actually make them fear something. Perhaps doing less of this is the best in the long run. Sometimes words fail as adults. You can only imagine how young children might feel, where sometimes expressing themselves hasn't even developed completely. At such times, if your child has trouble talking about what they're nervous about, then ask them to draw a picture or act out what they're afraid of. They could use their doll, their stuffed toy, their puppet, anything as a prop. Don't get impatient with your child. Like I said before, it can be frustrating when you don't know how to help your child, but don't let those emotions show. I know it's a little hard. Your child is like a sponge at this time and can sense how you are feeling. So showing them your emotions could make them feel like they have upset you. And this might lead to an increase in their nervousness, which could cause difficulty in communicating to you. This can be very counterproductive. Try to be calm, patient, and let that help your child to calm down as well. They are, after all, modeling you and your behavior. Learn to empathize for them, even if what they are afraid of might seem silly to you. Your child needs to know that you understand. It's all a part of building trust. They might not be truly have anything to be afraid of, but the emotions and the feelings, they are real. And this one is my favorite. Encourage and praise their small accomplishments. What is a molehill to you could be a mountain to them. This teaches them to be brave. Feeling brave can boost the self-confidence for your young ones. Celebrate your child and watch them grow. Happy parenting, my dear friends.